The New Jersey Jazz Society's 50th annual Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp is set for this Sunday in Morristown from noon to 5 at the Hyatt Regency. Joining me now on the WBGO Journal is the president of NJJS, Sidney Halpin. Sidney, thanks for joining us. How did this annual tribute to jazz clarinetist Pee Wee Russell actually start?
50 years ago, our founding father, Jack Stein, NJJS's founding father, Jack had been friends with Pee Wee Russell and had often heard him discuss the fact that he did not have any children and therefore was concerned that he was not leaving a legacy behind to the next generation. So when Pee Wee died, Jack wanted to do something special to honor his career, and he had the idea of putting together what he said was going to be a small little concert and raise a couple hundred dollars or so to give to a worthy young up-and-coming musician. A high school student was the idea at the time. Since then, we have continued that legacy of scholarship, and this last year, NJJS gave out $8,000 in scholarship funds. So the first Pee Wee Stomp raised $3,000, which in today's money is something akin to $50,000+ in honor for scholarship funds. And that was the large basis for the scholarship fund that ultimately has gone on to be given out at Rutgers. But Jack really had a soft spot for wanting to do something special and do something proactive in the jazz world, and therefore that's how our scholarship legacy was started.
Sidney, do you remember the first time you were exposed to this music, and why do you love the job that you have?
I certainly remember the first time I was exposed. I was a very young child. They're both deceased now. I had parents who were both musicians. My father played the trombone and the clarinet, and my mother played piano and played a very mean stride piano. And so that music played in our home. Jazz music played in our home, as many other types of music, but jazz was a stalwart in our home. And then my first jazz concert, if you will, my first big exposure to the Great American Songbook type of jazz was Frank Sinatra. I was in my late teens, 15, 16-year-old, and was taken to see Frank Sinatra play at the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles.
You have a wonderful lineup. Can we just have you quickly summarize what the day's events will take place? You have so many stars and so many youth groups involved.
Sure. We will start at noon with the two youth groups that are performing, the Jazz Ambassadors from Jazz House Kids, and also the New Jersey Youth Symphony has a newly formed band, the Jazz Orchestra, which will be helmed by Julius Tolentino. And then the Jazz House Kids will send a septet, the Jazz Ambassadors, which will be led by Mike Lee. We will follow that with a Battle of the Saxes set, which will have Andy Farber, Don Braden, Adrian Cunningham, Julius Tolentino, and Mike Lee, with a back line behind them, which will be amazing. Our third set will feature the Arbors Records All-Stars, which will be Adrian Cunningham, Warren Vache, and James Carrillo. And then our final set of the day will be Andy Farber and his orchestra featuring vocals by Catherine Russell.
We're speaking with New Jersey Jazz Society President Sidney Halpin. You're doing a tremendous job of really connecting the past, the present, and the future of this music together in this one event.
Well, I think you've hit the nail right on the head. There will be no future if we don't teach today's kids about the past, if we don't give them opportunities. I think some of the, you know, being on the road with the former jazz greats, that doesn't happen as much anymore. So there has to be opportunities for mentorship. Kids have to be exposed. They have to see professionals in a performance environment. They have to rise to their level and see how it happens. So the more opportunities that we can provide for young people to see the whole package, if you will, I think it's tantamount to where jazz will go. This generation of children sees the world differently. They approach music differently. It's a whole new oyster for them. So they are going to take the past and make it the future, whatever that will be. You know, back in the 50s, that was the future. The 70s was the future. The millennial was the future. Now we have kids creating the next future. If we don't allow for that, this music, unfortunately, will no longer exist. It will only be in records. And jazz is something to experience live.
Warren, New Jersey's very own Rosanna Vitro, the wonderful vocalist, will be celebrated by you on Sunday. Tell us why.
Rosanna is receiving our Distinguished Musician Award. She has been a long-standing favorite of the Jazz Society. She's been a member for, I'm sure it's over 20 years. She has performed at various events throughout our heritage and throughout our history.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me be. Unchain my heart, you don't care about me. You've got me sewed up like a pillowcase. Why do you let my love go to waste? So unchain my heart, set me free.
One of the things, yes, Rosanna is an amazing performer, but Rosanna is also a wonderful teacher. She's an educator and believes absolutely in the power of giving this music to the next generation. And so I'm so thrilled that she has agreed to receive our award and be with us on Sunday.
I know one of the special moments that will be a part of the 50th annual Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp is the fact that your founder, Jack Stein, had passed away at the age of 96 last June. So everybody will be thinking about him, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. We will have a lovely tribute to Jack. One of our founding board members, Al Kuhn, is going to be speaking on behalf of Jack. And so there will be a lovely, lovely tribute to him. And yes, it's bittersweet to be celebrating our 50th anniversary without him. But I know that he is watching from afar and is giving us the thumbs up that we are still honoring the Pee Wee Russell Stomp and still the legacy and the joy that this 50 years of celebration has brought us to.
And speaking of long running, we're thrilled to know that WBGO is celebrating its 40th anniversary as you celebrate 50 for the Pee Wee Stomp.
Yes, and we are so excited to be celebrating WBGO's birthday alongside with you. We will be honoring WBGO Sunday as well with our Jazz Advocate Award. Your GM, Amy Niles, will be in attendance to receive this award, and we are thrilled to have grown up together with you all and hope that you have at least 140 more years to celebrate your birthday.
All right, Sydney, there is one concert left on this earth, and it happens to be on a deserted island. You have your ticket, you have your transportation, but the band hasn't been set yet, and it's going to be just three people, and you're the only one in the audience. Living or dead, who's going to be in that concert on that island with you?
Oh, easily. I'm absolutely going to take Catherine Russell with me, Ella Fitzgerald, and I think we'll finish it off with a little Count Basie.
I think there's going to be some people fighting to get on that island with you. Great choices.
Yes, it would be an incredible concert, wouldn't it? My heavens.
Those who want to come to this concert for the 50th annual Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp can get information by going to
our website, njjs.org. You can purchase tickets through the website or by phone at 1-800-838-3006. You will press option 1. So we hope you will join us on Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in Morristown for the 50th annual Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp, the Pee Wee Jubilee.
Sydney, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, and great success through the years. I don't have to tell you that, but continued success with this event.
Thank you so very much.
Cold, empty bed. Spring's heart is lead. Pains in my head. I feel like a What did I do to be so black and blue?